Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has accepted South Korea's offer of high-level talks on January 9th at the truce village of Panmunjom. Meantime, the United States and South Korea have decided to delay joint military exercises until after the Winter Olympics in South Korea next month. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis downplayed that delay. U.S. says it is suspending security aid assistance to Pakistan until the country takes action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. That story now from VOA's Nike Ching.
A rocky start to the new year as tensions between the United States and Pakistan escalated amid Washington's allegation that Islamabad is providing safe haven to terrorists. The State Department confirmed the U.S. is suspending security assistance to Pakistan, but did not provide details of the amount withheld. The decision reflects the Trump administration's continued frustration with Pakistan. But Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S. warned of the danger of suspending security aid, saying Islamabad has contributed greatly to U.S.-led counterterrorism efforts and to stabilizing neighboring Afghanistan. Nike Ching, VOA News, the State Department.
United States promising support for protesters in Iran, condemning Iranian officials for a crackdown that left 21 dead. White House officials says the U.S. could impose new sanctions against those responsible for stifling protest. Protests have moved from Tehran to smaller areas, smaller towns, rural areas, where protesters are focusing on economic hardships. This is VOA News. A suicide bomber in the Afghan capital caused dozens of casualties after blowing himself up to a group of security personnel. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reporting on the aftermath.
The remnants of a blast in Kabul that left at least 11 dead and 25 wounded. Security forces inspecting the spot where a suicide bomber detonated his vest in the Afghan capital on Thursday. He'd walked up close to a group of police working there, dressed, according to witnesses, in police or army uniform. It's the latest in a series of attacks over the past 2 years to be claimed by Islamic State. Last year, the United States announced a stepped-up military strategy against Taliban insurgents here. And while Afghan forces backed by U.S. airstrikes have claimed some success, high-profile attacks on civilians in Kabul have continued. Thursday's blast comes just days after another suicide attack claimed 41 lives at a Shiite cultural center in the city.
And as Reuters' Rosanna Philpott reporting, President Trump says any legislation that gives immigrants who entered the U.S. illegally as children the opportunity to become citizens must include funding for a border wall while ending the chain migration process and the visa lottery program. U.S. Interior Department plans to open up nearly all of America's coastal waters to oil drilling. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke.
This is a start on looking at American energy dominance and looking at our offshore assets and beginning of a dialogue of when, how, where, and how fast those offshore assets should be or could be developed.
The draft plan would allow the sale of drilling leases in 25 of the nation's 26 offshore planning areas, including the Arctic, Pacific Ocean, and the Atlantic Ocean. John Fleming is a scientist with the Center for Biological Diversity.
We already have efforts on the ground to oppose it here in the state of California. There have already, at the city level, been resolutions put forth to reject offshore leasing, and we plan to have a strong presence in February in Sacramento at the hearing around this issue.
The Trump administration could have a tough sale given the two high-profile oil spills in recent years in California and the Gulf of Mexico, which killed marine life and birds and jolted the local economies. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.